B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A hacker took control of people's internet-connected chastity cages.
Oh, man.
And demanded a ransom to be paid in Bitcoin to unlock it. And apparently the hacker told one of the victims, your C is mine now, meaning his genitals. Your C is mine now. According to a screenshot of the conversation obtained by a security researcher that goes by the name of Smelly.
Shouldn't there be a manual override for your C cage?
Right. And Smelly, by the way, is founder of VX Underground, a website that collects malware samples. And
Smelly is?
Yeah. In October of last year, security researchers found that the manufacturer of an Internet of Things chastity cage, a sex toy that users put around the penis to prevent from becoming excited, that is used in the BDSM community and can be unlocked remotely, had left an API exposed, giving the malicious hackers a chance to take control of the devices. And that's exactly what happened, according to a security researcher who obtained screenshots of conversations between the hacker and several victims.
So let me get this straight. At no time, then, could their penises go online?
No, at no time.
Son of a bitch.
A victim who asked to be identified only as Robert said that he received a message from a hacker demanding a payment of 0.02 Bitcoin, which is around $750, to unlock the device. He realized his cage was definitely locked and he could not gain access to it. He said, fortunately, I didn't have this locked on myself while this happened. So I guess the hacker has to take a chance that it's actually being worn at the time.
Right.
Another one by the name of RJ, a victim, said, I wasn't the owner of the cage anymore, so I didn't have full control over the cage at any given moment.
Can't you call the fire department?
RJ said that he got a message from the hacker who said that they had control of the cage and wanted payment to unlock it. These hacks show, once again, that just because you can connect something to the internet, it doesn't mean that you have to, especially if you then don't take care of securing the device or its connection.
So the basic deal is the one who is wearing it is at the behest
of the
dominatrix or dom.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
That's it. They're
okay.
The other person is in control.
Right.
And that's part of being dominated. So,
all right.
But
I don't know if I would do that.
An unknown individual has it and is demanding money, it can be a bit dangerous. So.
I mean, you know, on the surface, it sounds really like a lot of fun.
This is a story of a dog walker in northeast England, and they saw a protuberance in muddy soil. So it was reported to police last Tuesday because it looked distressingly like human remains were poking up out of the ground.
Oh,
cops
boy.
Dutifully scored the area with search dogs in the dark, but all parties were in for a rude awakening when it was discovered that the toe poking up out of the ground was actually a potato sticking out of
what
the
ground.
What do
you do with potatoes?
Well, you boil them, you mash them.
Can you stick them in a stew?
You can stick them in stews. According to Phil Hamlani, the person who called this in was very concerned, and in the picture she sent to us, the object did look like it could be human remains.
Sort of does.
They said it was already dark by the time we got the call. So we had to deploy search teams to track down the scene to rule out any foul play.
What's fault is all?
Potatoes. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. Boil them, mash them, boil them, boil them, boil them,
The search team did have a chuckle when they realized that it was a potato. But the call was made in good faith, and we can only praise the vigilance of the woman who made the call.
I don't know if my first choice would be a human body.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look that much like a toe. It looks a little bit like a toe.
Looks a little bit like it might have been a toe. Yeah, no. Interesting.
Or a pee-pee.
A grandfather has put his body on the line to stop a thief stealing his neighbor's car. A man has been charged after allegedly breaking into a home and fleeing on the back of a riding lawnmower. The 30-year-old man allegedly threw a brick into the window of a home before entering and stealing a Ford Focus.
Oh, no, you don't.
Paul Robinson saw the drama breaking out of his neighbor's house and didn't think twice before risking himself to help. He said he had the man in a headlock as the Ford Focus took off and slammed into a parked trailer.
Son of a bitch!
He said, I tried to get the ignition key off him and tried to hang on, and he hit the accelerator and dragged me out of there. My face actually headbutted the inside door handle.
Wow.
Mr. Robertson was dragged about 40 yards before the car crashed. He was treated at the scene for minor injuries. The man fled the scene on foot before allegedly breaking into a second home and then attempted to take off on a riding lawnmower. He was arrested before being taken
high-speed chase
to the hospital for observation after allegedly ingesting an unknown substance. The man is in police custody. So, yeah, he thought that would be a good getaway vehicle. Let's see. How about this? This was a good one. This was a couple weeks ago, but I like this. Burlington police were looking for help from the public to locate a man who smashed a shop window. Authorities say Aaron Locas broke the storefront windows with a hammer at around 10 a.m. They say witnesses heard Locas say to the store employees, take your ass back to Denmark. But Fjällräven is a Swedish outdoor products company. So police say that.
Listen, I'm so sorry. Take your ass back to Sweden.
Locks is also a suspect in 18 graffiti incidents as well. Out of Canada, a winter outing with friends turned. This is a terrible story. It's a tragic story. Turned to tragedy on Saturday night, an hour northwest of Montreal. The young man was killed when his three-ski sled tied by a rope to a snowmobile was involved in an accident with a second snowmobile. The victim was seated on the sled, which was being towed by a snowmobile using a rope. At one point, the victim fell from the three-ski sled and was struck by a second. They were coming up behind him.
I got
and
you.
They ran over him.
They're amazing snowmobiles, but they can be dangerous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Really, really heavy, and they're very, very powerful, and obviously you do have to be careful.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A man with 20 cases pending in Superior Court and who led police to a weapons stockpile on his property was arrested after police said he violated the conditions of his release on bond. Namely, here's how he violated the conditions of his release. Removed his court-appointed GPS bracelet and mailed it to the Office of Probation.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, why would you mail it back to them if you don't want them to know about it? The man, Michael Gramegna, was arrested. He was charged with 11 counts of failure to appear, one count of violation of his protective order.
I didn't want to steal it.
He was held in lieu of $5.3 million.
Jesus.
State police said they learned that Gramegna had removed his GPS device and worked collaboratively with the FBI and the Manchester Police Department to find and arrest him.
Oh, Gramegna.
He was charged with third-degree strangulation, third-degree assault, second-degree unlawful restraint, and disorderly conduct.
Other than that, he's probably a nice guy.
Yeah, he's probably a pretty decent guy. They ordered him to surrender 21 guns that were registered to him. While police had seized guns and ammunition from him, they learned that he hadn't given up all of his weapons and additional guns were still on the property. But maybe mailing in his GPS device.
This thing's uncomfortable.
Wouldn't be a good idea if you wanted to stay incognito. People in a neighborhood of Shefford, UK, say a silver VW Golf car has been parked in the same spot on George Street since December of 2019. And has become an eyesore. One of the car's tires is now flat. The inside of the car is full of litter. Residents have reported the car on several occasions to various local authorities, but nothing was done. So, last month, when the silver car had been parked there for a year, they threw the car a birthday party. They covered the car in party decorations, including happy birthday banners, balloons tied to the wing mirrors, and a white sheet taped across the windshield reading, Happy 1 Year.
I freak out when I've had it happen a couple times where there's a vehicle that just like a dumpy vehicle that's parked and you wonder if it's abandoned.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's an eyesore.
The hope is that drawing attention to the car will lead to something being done about it. Hasn't been done yet, but they're working on that. You remember, I think it was when Mayor Street was in office, and they had done a tally of cars, and it was like 40,000 abandoned cars around Philadelphia.
We had a truck outside our, a rotting pickup truck outside our house on this, right across from our street, side street. And everyone would walk in and go, what is with this thing? And eventually it just disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God.
A male nurse in Indonesia has been suspended after admitting that he stripped off his personal protective equipment to have sex in the toilet with a man who was infected with COVID-19.
Oh. So he followed all the guidelines.
The National Nurses Association said it is true that there has been a suspected incident of a same-sex relationship between a health worker and a COVID-19 patient at the Wisma Atlet Emergency Hospital. He said the nurse must follow legal processing.
Stay 6 feet apart, wash your hands, and have sex with gay lovers in the bathroom.
The incident in Jakarta came to light when the patient had boasted about his romp on his Twitter account on Friday.
Oh, what a good day.
He uploaded a screenshot of WhatsApp messages between the horny couple, including details about lubricants and the size of their genitals.
Mm. That's what I'd talk about.
Patient also posted an image of the nurse's PPE lying on the floor as the pair got it on.
I thought you'd say pee-pee.
No. The case has been transferred to the Central Jakarta Police. The patient continues to undergo isolation at the athlete's house, referring to a former Olympic athlete's accommodation village that was transformed into a coronavirus hospital. The two men were later administered coronavirus tests. The patient was still found to be positive, while the nurse was negative.
A nerd.
The nerd.
It's a type of medical individual.
A nerd.
Yeah.
I am a nerd.
Yeah.
A nerd.
I'm a nerd. I'm between a nurse and a doctor.
Yeah.
A nerd.
A Grand Rapids woman is thankful to be around this holiday season after a car plowed into her home. Wood panels are now up at Mary Scanlon's home. They're a reminder of what happened last Wednesday. So she was drinking coffee, waiting for her daughter to drop off her grandson around 7:45 a.m. when a car slammed into her house. And her quote was, all of a sudden the wall exploded. I just remember looking down and I had a VCR on my chest.
That's kind of cool, though.
I'm more shocked she still has a VCR. Mary's sister.
I'm just going to put one of the tapes to the matlock in there and then I'll.
Mary's sister went outside to see what happened. That's when she noticed a younger kid drove about 4 feet inside to the home.
I can't find my beeper.
She said, my partners got there first and were able to remove the debris, but we were able to see that she had quite a significant laceration to her left shin and just above her right eye.
Where's my pet rock?
At first, Mary wanted to stay home, but paramedics told her she needed to go to the hospital, and now she has 10 stitches in her forehead and 12 in her right leg.
So it could have been much worse, though.
She needed to go to the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was also her 65th birthday.
Man, she's probably going to get another VCR.
Yeah, maybe. You should hope so.
Well, unwrap this. It's another VCR.
All right, and we'll just wrap it up there. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com. Click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.